12:10, so we will resume. And when we left off, we were going to be talking about the website update. Before we do that, though, there was one thing I forgot to mention. At our November meeting, Ryan Osmatowski had let us know that he would be sending us a written newsline report, and I've been having some amount of trouble with the email system in general. And then Brad and I have very, very similar email addresses. And so that, I think, entered into the thing too. So Ryan said that he has sent it to me or possibly to Brad. And so I will get that sent to everybody. So it was, you know, not a matter of it didn't happen. It was a matter that it didn't get disseminated. And so as soon as I find it on our respective email things, I'll get it to you. And if I don't find it, I'll contact Ryan and he can send it again. So I did want to make sure that that got mentioned. That's actually part of the chairman's report that I forgot to write down. And if I don't remember to write something down, it kind of tends not to happen. Okay, on the website update, you know, we did get the report. And it does have some of the differences that have happened in the website, and I think those things are good. One thing that I have talked with Pearl about is the mixing of things having to do with consumer organization and the website things. You know, that is not really appropriate. We need to, for instance, when talking about the changes in the NCBBI website, Jim also informed us about things that have happened with the ACBN website. And while those things are interesting and all of that, they're not appropriate and they need to be kept separate. You know, we made our decisions about not having service kinds of products and things like that on there because there are a lot of other opportunities for people to get that information, and once in a while those kinds of things are still happening. And so, you know, part of that is fine-tuning, you know, deciding what we're going to do. We don't want to, you know, deprive people of information that's good to have, but there are other mechanisms. And that particular list, you know, when I open something on that list, I want it to have to do with the Commission for the Blind or something that's affecting the commission, because, you know, there are a lot of lists out there and a lot of us are on other lists. And, you know, so when we look at a specific one, it's good for it to be specific. And I am, you know, I would be inclined to talk to the board about, you know, when the web master's report goes onto the website along with the minutes, that it have references to the ACBN and its website and so forth taken out of it. I don't know if there's a motion to that effect, but I think if we're going to say this is what needs to be done, then we need to help actually give direction and guidelines. You know, mostly that's Pearl's responsibility. And, you know, she's been dealing with it over the time, but when it comes to something that's going to be going on with our minutes, you know, this meeting and the focus report and so forth, I think that people who look at that aren't necessarily going to know we had this conversation. And, you know, I think it would be best if the report simply didn't reflect those things. So,
you think we need a motion, or is that just be policy?
I'd like to see a motion on that, because I've been on this case about things like that before, and just so I think we should have a motion just to make it stick. Make a motion. I would make a motion that the commission's website should contain only information regarding specifically to the commission activities, not to other organizations' activities.
Second.
That's inappropriate. You're out of order there.
Second, I'll second the motion.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded that we remind the webmaster that only materials that have to do with the commission be part of the web report and go on to the listserv. That does not address the thing that I was talking about on this particular current one, having those references taken out and have the thing resubmitted to go up with the minutes. Is that, do you want that to be part of the motion or not?
Motion, right.
Yeah, retroactive to the last web report.
Yeah, question or a point. Would it be acceptable if we just amend that, or, you know, we could, we, that's the royal we, Val, would go in and make those changes, or are you wanting for the webmaster to submit a new report on the, just this current, the most recent report?
I would. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, I was just saying, I don't think it matters who takes it out. It's just not appropriate in there.
Is that what you, so it's okay if we just make the changes internally on this one?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I just think it needs to be done, and then this point forward, it needs to be, if it isn't, you know, if it doesn't, continues not to be, then, you know, then we need to, then we do, I think, need to request that he do it.
May I comment on that?
Sure.
Could wait till after the vote, I guess, but just so that you know, I have had discussion with him and made him aware that if the things that are not appropriate that are happening in terms of him being the webmaster, we will manage our website another way. And so, you know, he really needs to understand his role. And so we've had discussion, and that's the bottom line. It's been great to have a volunteer webmaster that hasn't taken staff time, and he's done a good job, but we can't continue. So I would say if it happens again, it won't happen again, because that and the other things that he just has not represented the commission well when he's been in that role have to stop. So we can do without a volunteer webmaster if we need to.
Yes, I did forward to everybody yesterday, and so I don't know if you've all had a chance to see it. You know, there was an article that Jim had written after attending the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska State Convention as the webmaster for NCBVI that was very difficult, and you know, there were things in it that were not true, and then there were things that were just not wise to be doing in that role. And you know, Pearl and I did talk about that as well, and we did receive a response from the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska president yesterday, and I forwarded that letter to you as well. And you know, I really think that we have tried to be as an agency, as a board, as consumers, in partnership with one another. And those kinds of things really make that particular relationship very difficult. Because even if someone is good at a specific thing that they're doing, if there is too much of that kind of thing that is negative happening, then it makes it hard to justify having that particular person doing that particular job. I mean, none of us as human beings is indispensable in a given job. And so, you know, if we're going to be in that job, whether it's as a volunteer or as an almost volunteer or as a staff person, we need to take it seriously and represent what we're doing positively. Okay, I don't believe we have actually voted on the motion.
Call for the question.
Okay, the question's been called for. All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Is there anything else as far as specifically to the website, like trends or anything like that, that anyone wants to comment on? It really is a usable site, and that is a good thing. You know, that I think we all appreciate. Okay, the next item is the Friends of the Commission update. We did receive the email from Dr. Nyman reminding us of the August 30th minutes. I think we got those before our last meeting too, but it's been long enough ago that it was good to get them again. And then the next meeting will be this next week, the 21st at noon.
Incidentally, Mr. Floyd did come in.
Oh, okay. Do either Dr. Nyman or Mike Floyd want to say more than what I...
Yes. Give your speech, Michael. Well, as you've heard, last meeting of the Friends was August... I forgot the exact date.
30th.
August 30th, thank you. And the next meeting will be the 21st, this one, which is holiday for President, and thanks to Dr. Van Zandt and her pundits. We're going to be meeting on a day when the agency's not even open, so I'm really appreciative of that. That's going to make things very convenient for folks on the Friends of the Commission Board. We have at this point about $11,000 in stocks. I'm not going to give you exact figures off the top of my head, but and then about $1,600 in savings,
real money,
cash from heart, liquid, whatever you want to call it. We've had very little expenditure, actually, about $65 in recent times, which is not much, but I guess the long and the short is we haven't done a lot of money raising or spending lately, and that's not particularly good either way. I think we ought to be raising more money and also putting it to good use in support of the commission. So that's kind of what's on the agenda for the coming meeting, is how we can make those things kind of happen a little more fluidly and so forth. That's really all, that's really all the report I have at this point.
I think I would only add to that, since Michael was here earlier, the presentation by Carlos and Karen on the transition activities and the likelihood that will be diminished as far as this funding is concerned, that if we're going to adopt some kind of a, what you might call a compelling interest in getting out and actually doing some raising of money, that might be a focus that we would adopt. At least that would be something that I think Mike made a little notice indicator. We would discuss all aspects of a mission, and that certainly be one item I would bring up at that time to see how the rest of the members of the Friends react to that.
Seems like an obvious one. Right?
You mentioned much more than obvious, Michael. Not quite as obvious as running for city council, but it's
not by
Okay, does anyone on the board have questions? questions for either Mike Floyd or Dr. Nyman?
I think they're...
I passed the hat for the Friends, but I don't know if that's...
I think they should be commended for the good work that they're doing.
Especially after you get around to it.
For the potential of the good work.
Yeah.
Okay, qualifying there.
Okay, the next item is NIS update. Do we have anything new on Nebraska Information System?
The main thing that's interesting to me that's new is that, you know, the state recently had their open enrollment period for all employees to go in and do their, get their insurances set up for the next year and all of that, which used to always be done by a personnel person in each agency. Now every individual employee does it themselves. Because of our heightened awareness with accessibility issues with NIS, we've made an all-out effort for all of our employees and for blind employees of other agencies that that we knew about to really work with them, to offer assistance in going through the open enrollment thing to make sure that it was working properly with JAWS, and we just kind of expanded that to all of our employees to make sure that it was going to work for them in general. And a lot of agencies apparently just sort of told the people, okay, here, it's open enrollment, go into NIS and get your thing in there. And because of that, I don't know how many, but significant enough people made errors, not in what they, what insurance they chose, but what tier, like whether they were single or family and things like that. And so a period of correction has been opened up. And we're fairly sure that with our employees within the commission, there won't be any of those instances. Well, that was pretty neat.
Yeah.
As far as accessibility issues, I don't know about anything else, and if any employees, or I know Mary Susan is here, employee of another agency, if any of them would have comments, I'd like to hear that.
Well, my only comment is I went through it and it was murder. I mean, it's accessible, yeah, but it's still heck to go through. It seems like you're going around 300 barns to get to the main cow or something. I mean, it was really complicated, but I mean, I'm glad it's sort of accessible. You can do it, but you have to have the patience of Job.
May I ask, Mary Susan, did you opt to have Wes or one of our folks come over and go through it with
you?
No,
I didn't, because at the time we were going through a lot of things and I was trying to, work on it. And
no, I understand
that. One of my supervisors stood there and helped me.
Okay.
But,
yeah, but they might not, some of the things there, it is a little different in when you use JAWS. So,
right.
So that offer is still there, and if
okay.
We can help. And I know not too long ago I heard one of our support staff kind of, not exactly cussing a system, but pretty close. And,
yeah.
So I asked her, what's the deal? And it had to do with trying to get something, I don't know, printed or something. And so I believe, Bill was going to get with her, and I believe there were just some kind of steps that it doesn't have to be as complicated, but of course you have to know what steps are. So that's
right.
The problem is knowing that. And we definitely want to hear when, if we can help fix those things and let people know what the steps are, then we sure want to do it.
Pearl?
Yeah.
First of all, I want to really compliment Dave. He came back and helped me, and I know he helped a lot of the other folks with it. And he really did a great job. But it really is intense to go through that. I was absolutely worn out by the end of the hour or so that we worked on that. I don't know, maybe if a person's working on that system on a daily basis, some of those things become comfortable, but it's not something I had any particular enthusiasm to go in and do again.
Thank you for the comments.
Is this a lot of it because it just doesn't flow well? Is that, you gotta do a lot of hunting around to find the next place to go, or?
You have to do, this is Amy, you have to do a lot of, there's some different keystrokes and things with JAWS, turning various cursors on, going into different modes, that you have to know. And I suspect that what Jeff said is true. If NIST were a system that we needed to use, you know, every day, we would become all very much more comfortable with it. And I think that Wes has done a really good job developing the little cheat sheets that you can use that have the commands and things written on them. You know, he's already been recognized a lot, but he really does deserve a lot of credit for the hard work that he has done. And he's always really very willing to answer questions and work with people. And I just think, you know, we don't, as staff on a day-to-day basis, we don't have the need to use it every day as often as, you know, but if we did,
we'd be glad to make that change for you.
Thank you. And
like anything else, there are certain people who use JAWS well, and certain people, it's an average user. If you're an average user, you're going to have a problem. That's what I'm
guessing. That's enough. Were there specific JAWS scripts created for the NIST?
I believe so.
Well, I don't know if you really call, I guess you'd call it scripts. We, and that's, you know, various ones from the commission as well as Wes, worked with the NIST people and the J.D. Edwards, which is the company that builds NIST, to program in correct titles, I guess you'd call it, of each field, or the sub name or something, so that when JAWS goes, when the cursor goes to a field and doesn't just say edit field, and a lot of rather detailed things about just the way NIST is set up to begin with. Mm-hmm. So that's why I see it not really as a script, which you sort of impose on a system, but rather the building of the system itself.
Nice.
We hope they're smart enough to, as they develop things for other states and other major corporations, that they remember that and use the same kind of techniques in their software. I really hope that they do. That'll help blind employees everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing that, I don't know how relevant this is, but one of the things that's happening with a lot of the things like signing up for emails or doing all those kinds of things, some of the built-in cumbersomeness has to do with if there are certain things that trigger a specific response, then the little spy bot thingies can go roaming around and say, oh, here's an email address field. I'll just take everything out of here. And so some of the creators of software have been doing things to try to fool those entities. And when they do that, they're also fooling JAWS and, you know, a lot of other things that we don't want to have fooled. So I think that's one of the processes that is being worked on at the programming level to try to fix some of those things so that we can still get at things, but the identity stealers can't get at us. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much it on this.
Okay, the next thing is the status of the taped public meeting educational materials, and I do have them. And I believe that, let's see, Dorothy, have you received those yet? Are you the last of us to, because I know Bill's had them, you've had them, haven't you, Bob?
Yep.
And Nancy has, and now I do, so.
I'll be next then.
So yeah, so when I'm done, I will get them to you And then we will all have experienced those.
And then if you, if the timing is such, Dorothy, and you would just bring them to the next meeting, that would be great. If you're not done yet, that's fine too. We can, you can either mail them when you have it, or bring to the next, whatever that following meeting is.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, the next, the next item is the meeting of commissioners and staff.
What about training of?
Oh, the training, I skipped that, goodness, the training of commissioners. I don't know how I skipped that, but anyway, I did.
We did talk about it.
But, we, you know, we talked about that a little bit in our reports, and, you know, I certainly do encourage people to go. And the materials haven't actually been sent out yet, which of course makes me a little nervous, since the thing is going to be on the 15th and 16th of March.
Now, did you receive from me the link to go to those?
Yeah, I just got that.
Yeah, I can think about it, I guess I did. I'm having so much trouble with my computer that it doesn't go to links right now.
Okay, right, okay.
So.
Yeah, the CDs haven't, but I was hoping.
Yeah, so I, right now.
I suppose we could go to those and put at least some of the material on disc, or burn to CD ourselves, if that would help, instead of waiting for RSIP.
Yeah, it just seems a lot of times that, you know, the actual things themselves come to you just real shortly before something, and I don't know whether people think you're just not doing anything else, but we are, and so, and I'm working on, you know, the one computer with the dial-up, I can get to things sometimes, but it takes a very long time, and so, you know, that's.
Do you want us to make some discs or CDs?
Well, I hate to have people do any more than is already being done here.
Okay.
So I will try to get it, and if it, if I'm having a, you know, as much trouble as I anticipate, I may call you and say, on second thought.
Sure.
That'd be fine.
You could just let Val know. Thank you, Val.
Yeah, thank you.
Why don't I just do that, and that will save you time.
So the rest of you, are you getting to the link and finding this stuff and all of that?
I saw the email, I didn't go to the links. But
I haven't done that either yet, but that's on my agenda for next week for sure. Mm.
So I will just do that.
Great.
And send that out.
Thank you.
Excuse me. And I just need to send it to Barbara and Nancy and Bob. Bill, you're not going?
I don't believe I'll make it.
And you're not? So you do not want a copy?
Oh, I do. I haven't made up my mind yet. If I can get off from...
I'd like the copy of the materials, though.
You know, I was thinking that for all of you, even if you can't make it to the training, it's quite an excellent list of background material, and I would hope we end up providing the same information to all the commissioners in the future. So it'd be good for everybody.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anything else on that subject? All right, well, now move on to the meeting of commissioners and staff. And you know, at our November meeting, Bill wasn't able to be with us, and I apologize for forgetting about the fact that you know, that you were planning to be doing a cruise at the time that we were scheduling the meeting with staff. I'm not really, you know, I don't know what for sure to suggest. I don't really want us to not all be there, particularly as we, you know, two of us anyway, represent whole consumer organizations. And, you know, I think it would be a good idea, if it's at all possible, for all of us to be there. And I don't know whether, you know, the emails that have come between meetings have said that the April meeting dates are firm for when the staff will be meeting, and we could meet with staff.
Well, this is Pearl. We have speakers coming in from Pennsylvania, so the state staff meeting is firm, and I really apologize. We actually changed the location because of the dates not working for the full board, and how we ended up in a different town but still on a date that didn't work, I honestly don't know how it happened, and I'm really sorry. I mean, you know, we completely changed where we were going, and so I don't know how we got that mixed up, but we did, so sorry.
Where's it at now, Pearl?
In Grand Island at the, what's the name of the, Howard Johnson Riverside Inn.
Okay. Barb, could we, Madam Chairman, could we change the date we meet with the staff? Postpone it till their next all-state meeting?
Well, when is the next? Is there another one this year, or what would be the...
I don't know that we did put another one, and with funding what it is, I'm thinking we won't. I'm looking at the yearly agenda here. No, we did not set a second state staff meeting.
This is Val. We talked about a one... No, that's it.
Management retreat. Never mind.
Well, I think if we're going to meet with the staff, we just have to do it then, and it's,
yeah,
and it'll be up to Bill to pay a visit individually with every staff member in the state.
Paid by the commission, of course.
Yeah, jointly, all of the time.
Madam Chairman, is this this meeting with the staff? Is this something that we're doing, trying to do every year or every other year, or? I think it's a good idea to meet with the staff every year, but I don't know if that's...
Oh, we did it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, we did it in 2003, actually in conjunction with the February commissioners meeting year.
And see, I came in and...
And we haven't done it since. I think it's a good idea for us to try to do it every year.
I do too.
But we didn't work it in last year, and now, you know, we're we're having a difficulty this year. You know, I think if this is going to be the only staff meeting, the only, you know, whole staff meeting this year, if we don't do it this year, that means that it would be
3 years.
More like 3 years since we had met with staff. And that does seem
that's too long.
Like bordering on irresponsible to me.
Yeah.
but I don't know. What do you...
I don't think there's any alternative.
I think you have to go ahead with it. I just for one person, I don't think that kind of an adjustment should be made. I'll just blame it on my wife.
No, don't do that.
I'll go to the cruise. You can stay home.
Oh.
Yeah, we don't want our commissioners mad at us.
Now, is the staff meeting the 5th, 6th, and 7th, or 6th, 7th, and 8th of April?
It's April 5th, 6th, and 7th.
And then which date are we going to meet with them? Are we going?
We talked about the first day of the staff meeting, the afternoon of the 5th. So does that still work for you?
Oh, yeah, it'll work.
Okay. That's good.
Well, I think with Bill's blessings that we go ahead and do it, I think we go, I'd like to make a motion that we go ahead and attend that staff meeting.
And we'll tell him Bill's having a kegger at his house over the summer. That
that's right.
But I'd like to also, you know, I really feel like we have an obligation as commissioners to meet with them every year, because things change, and a whole year, whole 2 years' time is just plain too long.
Well, we'll be doing the survey after that, too, and so I think it's good for the staff to
you know, that's another good thing.
To talk to us and see, get any input if there's any changes we might want to make.
Right.
Barbara?
Good point.
Yes.
Candy had a point or a thought or something.
This is Candy. One thing you might think of is maybe outside the box, if these 3 days would not work for you, and I would extend an offer for you guys to come out and maybe go to one individual, go to one office, one individual go to another office. And, you know, you talked about training for commissioners. We have an orientation center here, but we don't feel that out in greater Nebraska we have that one-on-one contact. And you might do it a little differently this time rather than going to a state staff meeting. Maybe come out perhaps to a district staff meeting or come out to the Home Teaching Plus program and interact with staff at that level. I mean, each one of you could take a different office and do some field interaction with staff. That would just be something that might be a little different.
Thank you. I think that's a really good idea. And we could tell you when the district meetings are. Each district has one full district meeting per year, if you'd like to know those dates.
This is Bob.
Okay. I guess, what I said at the beginning of the meeting about we only have specific times for comment from the public and otherwise we're not doing a complete job of that. Nobody is rising up and saying, Madam Chairman, you're out of order, so I'm inclined to allow the discussion unless commissioners object. Go ahead, Bob.
We had our specific purpose, though, didn't we? So the discussion wouldn't go on forever and ever and ever.
So, go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, too, that in addition to staff meeting specific programs, like Candy was suggesting, Home Teaching Plus, last year some of the commissioners came to the training that I did for contact people of peer support groups, and I'll be attending that invitation again. I think that was really good. A really good chance not only to meet staff, but also some of the consumers.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe that, you know, we were talked about how often we should do it. Maybe every other year we do the state staff where all the commissioners meet, and then on the other year have go in, you know, individual to different, these different other field offices or programs interact individually.
Well, that would be acceptable to me. Mm-hmm. Some of these district meetings, maybe we could, you know, incorporate some of those in the in-between year.
And maybe Bill could attend one of those this year. And
that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that all of that makes sense. I think that the two are not alike, and therefore, you know, I like the suggestion that you're making, Bob, that we possibly consider doing one year and, you know, the other the next, and nothing precludes our, you know, having meeting with all the staff and in addition to that going to things. I mean, I've showed up at quite a few things that the commission sponsors, and I like doing that whenever possible. Sometimes, you know, our jobs and things like that don't make it possible for us to do that. And families and things, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work for us to be able to do that. But I think whenever we can, we need to be at and available in things that the commission is sponsoring. But I think it does make sense for us to maybe have a, you know, we'll be talking about our job duties here pretty soon, and we may want to make sure that this discussion doesn't go by the wayside by having that be part of what we expect of commissioners.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. So the motion, which hasn't so far received a second that I know of, Nancy made the motion that we go ahead and meet the four of us who are available with the full staff in April.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. And we will, you know, make sure that we reflect that, you know, that Bill was in agreement with our doing that. And is there a discussion?
Call for the question.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We will do that, and we can, you know, we've had more than one suggestion as to exactly how we would do that. That is to say, whether we would all, you know, each of us, you know, have a group of staff sitting at tables or whatever when we had the small group discussions, and each of us move around, or have people move around to us. You know, it makes sense to me, since we're a smaller group, that we would rotate, mm-hmm. and that, you know, the staff would, you know, stay at their tables or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would logistically make the most sense to me, but, mm-hmm. you know, we can certainly deal with that. And we had talked briefly at the last meeting about the main subject of it being our job duties, job description, and we could, you know, say if there are any suggestions for the staff survey. You know, we've talked about taking part of number 8 out because it was confusing, but that way we could talk about all of those things, I think, unless people have some other idea. And if not, we'll move right into the mission statement and job description part of things. Now, I'm always excited when we get actual feedback, you know, when we throw something out there and somebody actually does respond to it. And we did get some responses. There was one inquiry about what we meant concerning the director serving at the pleasure of the commission, and that seemed kind of not worthy of being the way it should be or whatever. And I had not realized that I hadn't responded to that until the night before last. So again, if you didn't see the response that I did send to Randy Swanson about that, I did respond to him talking about the fact that, you know, the word pleasure doesn't mean whim, you know, and it is part of the law. That was part of what we were told we would do. And so that was one thing that we got. And we also received comments concerning what we should do in terms of that we ought to incorporate into the whatever we do to have a statement of professional growth. And you know, we've been just talking about this training and the background material and that kind of thing. You know, when we were first talking about things, we weren't really exactly sure where we ought to turn. As it turned out, the Rehabilitation Services Administration regional offices do still exist this year, and that training is being provided that way. I don't know. I'm sure that there are other ways that we could ensure getting professional growth type training. You know, the specific person mentioned workshops or classes on ethics, cultural diversity, philosophy, that kind of thing. And certainly there are entities around that do those things.
I don't think that's the purpose of a board. I think the board is selected partly because of their variety of expertises in some of those areas. That's what the board concept is all about. I think it is important, though, that as new board, as new commissioners come on board, that they have, you know, basically a kit kind of thing to bring them up to speed. And I think these documents that are going to be part of this training, you know, that's as good a list as any. And, you know, things like that, I think, are going to be important that you know, some kind of kit be available so that somebody comes on board, they don't have to, they can be brought up to speed as to exactly what all this is all about.
Yeah, we wouldn't want to, you know, necessarily have it be something that would be so overwhelming that, you know, people would be going, whoa. But, and we also ought to have some, I would think, some kind of interaction planned into it. Because if you just hand somebody